said, you know, Michael, your listeners who are calling me, I'm able to come in about 40% below on average the price that they are other people are asking them, so I can solve the problem. Better price, better technology, better results with waterproofing technologies. Call 855-2-GET-DRY or visit them on the web at getdrynow.com.
96.9 WTKK Boston, WTKK HD1, 96.9bostontalks.com, a Greater Media radio station. Your news starts now.
A key figure in Mexico's fight against drug cartels has been killed. Good evening. It's 43 degrees. This is Mozzie Stafford with the 96.9 Boston Talks News at 6 o'clock. Mexico's president says weather conditions appear to have been a factor in today's helicopter crash that killed the country's number two official, Francisco Blake Mora. He was a key figure in Mexico's fight against drug cartels. The helicopter was flying in fog when it went down in a remote area southeast of Mexico City. An investigation is underway. According to diplomats, a former Soviet scientist could be deeply involved in Iran's alleged effort to develop nuclear arms. Officials with the United Nations Atomic Energy Commission are saying that a foreign expert has been helping Iran work on ways to set off a nuclear blast. A legislative committee has approved a proposed map of the state's 9 new congressional districts. The action by the redistricting committee paves the way for a final vote by Massachusetts House and Senate lawmakers on Tuesday. Once Governor Patrick signs the bill, the new districts will become law. And Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 is racking up huge sales figures. Video game publisher Activision says more than 6.5 million copies of the game were sold in North America and the UK in the first 24 hours of its release on Tuesday. In sports, Terry Francona just might end up working with his old boss again. According to the Chicago Tribune, he's pursuing a move to the Chicago Cubs, a team that Theo Epstein is now running. And Patrick Chung will be playing alongside his teammates this Sunday when the Patriots take on the Jets. He's reported for practice today after missing most of the week due to a foot injury. Coming up with Michael Graham, that's a wrap. Here's your 96.9 Boston Talks forecast. Tonight, lows drop to the mid-30s. For Saturday and Sunday, partly sunny. Highs in the upper 50s, low 60s. Right now, it is 43 in Boston. And with the news you're talking about, this is Mozzie Stafford. And now, back to Michael Graham on 96.9 Boston Talks.
And now, that's a wrap. That's a wrap.
Shut down Burger King! Shut down Burger King!
Excuse me, sir. I'm sorry, but you have no power right now.
I have a 2-year-old in the back. All I'm trying to do is go home.
Yes, a little bit.
I mean, seriously, guys. Can we use some common sense, please?
He also grabbed my head and brought it towards his crotch. I said, "What are you doing? You know I have a boyfriend. This isn't what I came here for." Mr. Kane said, "You want a job, right?"
Now the Democrat machine in America has brought forth a troubled woman to make false accusations.
I was okay with her having sex in my home because of the teenager that she is. Her boyfriend would sleep over probably once a week, and I was comfortable with that.
Bill Paterno is no longer the head football coach, effective immediately.
The third agency of government, yes. I would do away with the education, commerce, and let's see, I can't, the third, sorry, oops.
That's a wrap. That's a wrap with Michael Graham on 96.9 Boston Talks.
What a week, what a week. There is so much to talk about. And we're delighted to share our That's a Wrap time with starting with the superstar of this evening, the lovely and talented Shazi Dawalabi, editorial page editor of the Patriot Ledger. Shazi, welcome back to 96.9 Boston Talks.
Thank you, Maestro. Glad to be here.
Glad to have you. Sponsored, by the way, by Stockholders Steakhouse. And they have a little something for those of you for participating this week. So you're just cleaning up here. This is a great deal, isn't it?
Everybody's cleaning up this week.
It is a wild week. Before Carl from New Hampshire joins us, because you're a female type person, and you have been your whole life, right?
Yes.
I have to ask.
Honestly, you do have to ask.
It's 2011. You got to ask.
Yeah.
Your reaction to the Herman Cain story from the beginning till now, when it first broke till now, what's been the storyline for you?
My darling mother, sainted, had an opinion on everything and a phrase for everything. What she left me with was, if you think you saw a mouse, you saw a mouse, okay. Or in this case, a rat. And female or not female, and whatever your bar is for what you think sexual innuendo or abuse is, when they start coming from north, south, east, and west, and you act like a jackass, you got something going on.
Do you think he's acting like a jackass? I got to tell you, I was taken aback from as a former political flack, having him call the woman a disturbed woman. I mean, so you're going to go after the women now is the plan here.
Exact. This is not what I'm looking for in somebody of a world-class caliber to be president of the United States. Basically, he's channeling Hillary out of the 90s with it's a great left-wing
right,
conspiracy.
Well, for a while there was a Rick Perry conspiracy, then it was a Mitt Romney conspiracy, now it's a media conspiracy, then it's a whatever conspiracy. I'll tell you what resonates with a lot of people, though, Shazi, is it's... Even though you know, men have ruled the roost for years, and there have been plenty of, you know, most of human history has been women suffering at the hands of men. In the moment we're in, a woman can make a completely unsubstantiated claim of, you know, he touched me or he said something, and a guy, because there's no witnesses, he can't say anything, and it feels to a lot of guys like a guy is guilty upon being charged. You see what I'm saying?
I totally agree with you, which is why in the workplace, in any case, we are very, very careful about this stuff on both sides. But the truth is, if money changed hands, if somebody thought the accusations were serious enough to pay off a number of women to just be quiet and go away, and then somebody else comes forward from a completely different direction and says, well, this happened to me, and now there's a fifth person over here, one has to begin to believe that there's some substance somewhere. Now, maybe the guy just doesn't know what he's doing. Fair enough, but I don't want you as president either then.
Okay, so Herman Cain puts the moves on women. None of them are alleging force. They're all alleging, you know, they just put moves on them. And to the point that they chose to go work elsewhere, that's problematic for you, Shazi Dualby, for voting for it.
Oh, gosh, yeah. But more problematic is the way he's handled it. And I think you hit the nail on the head. Blame everybody, anybody. Mm-hmm. Dig up somebody from the grave. But God knows I am
So who'd you vote for president in 1992 and 1996 then? Must have been real tough elections for you.
I have to tell you, I was out of the country.
How convenient. Yeah, just like when I went down to Occupy Boston and asked them about what it was like to be in the snowstorm, every single one of them, I just happened to not be here that weekend. I happened to be protesting somewhere. I happened to be at Occupy Palm Beach that weekend by sheer coincidence. Thank you, Shazi.
I was living on a lovely island in the Mediterranean.
Yeah, what a scam. You have to admit, there is a double standard. It is funny to hear, not in your case, but to hear people who defended Bill Clinton, you know, hammer and tong and saying, who cares about the Paula Jones? All that matters is the Dow Jones, now going, well, you can look at Herman Cain. I'm like, well, yeah, Herman Cain only put the moves on him.
I'm going to tell you something, though. Women have been talking about this as well. And one of the things that has come up vis-a-vis the Bill Clinton analogy is that you never had any of these women claiming that Clinton was doing anything that they found offensive. Had an affair with them, came on to them.
No.
Happening since the end of time.
No.
Did
Paula
anybody
Jones,
claim
absolutely.
Sexual
yes.
harassment?
Paula, that was where the whole case started from.
Yeah.
She's a worker in the state government, low rent job. She is called to a hotel room by the governor.
Oh, that's
she
true,
walks
yeah.
in. He unzips his fly and says, "Kiss it."
I remember.
And by the way, this has all been confirmed. In other words, we now know it's true. And with no foreplay, no fun. And then of course Kathleen Willey said she got felt up in the White House. We don't know that one was true. And
that's
then there was an allegation of rape. But my point is, it's just very funny to see where the lines are. And also on the conservative side, I've had conservatives tell me, all I care about is this 999 plan. I don't care what he did with women. And didn't I remember you in 1998 saying Bill Clinton should be impeached? I will stand by a single standard, which is that I've seen enough from Herman Cain and his mishandling of this to know he is not ready to run against Barack Obama. He is not ready to be president of the United States. That's my take on Herman Cain. Now let's go to the lovely and talented Carl from New Hampshire. And Carl, Because can you hear us? Are you there?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
You're doing great there. Good deal. Because you're a big man for a big job and want to keep things nice and big on this visit of your 96.9 and part of the show here. So are you big on Herman Cain?
Well, since big is the operative word for this week's rap session, yeah, I'm big on Herman Cain.
I don't want you to be small-minded when it comes to Herman Cain.
I think Big was his nickname in high school, in fact. I think I just
oh, my gosh. That's kind of scary. I wish I had that nickname.
Big Herman. Are we putting the fork in him? Is that the consensus?
I put the fork in Herman Cain. I have not put the fork in Rick Perry. I'll explain why in a second, although I do have it out and well-polished, ready to go. But I'm sticking the fork in Herman Cain. What about you? You're in New Hampshire. What are folks in New Hampshire saying?
Well, look, I like Herman Cain. I was on the fence, ready to support him, kind of supporting him. Mm-hmm. I mean, I like the message. I like the man.
Sure.
But no question, this cavalcade now of accusations, mm-hmm. and as you pointed out all week, if that's what you want to listen to between now and next November, great. But we can't have it. Yeah. So I think I got to say, I'm with you. I think he's done.
There is those, this is where Shazi maybe gets up and throws the headphones down in anger and disgust. But the woman who came out with Gloria Allred, I mean, she sends off every signal of scam artist, or I was there to punch the clock, or, you know, I mean, let me put it this way. I'm predicting that there are a bunch of hosts of parties who have found themselves on top of her at some point in previous activity.
Never mind, this is not her
first rodeo. I mean, come on.
Never mind the woman. What about Gloria herself? I mean, I caught a few minutes of her on with Hannity last night, and I mean, she should have a hat with blue lights on it. She's the ambulance chasing equivalent of the sex scandal. Is she not?
Do you see what I'm saying, Shazi? I mean, once again, in an arena where there's no evidence, you know what I'm saying? That you have no once there's evidence, first of all men are pigs. I'm like everyone else. I assume guys are guilty.
I totally disagree, by the way.
But when you've got a plaintiff like that, you know what I'm saying? The bleach blonde and the multiple complaints in the past and on, it does make you concerned that you don't want to immediately declare everyone guilty right up front.
I totally agree. I said that to you. Mm-hmm. Who knows whether he's guilty or innocent? I just think there's a whole lot of people mm-hmm. claiming something, so you have to assume
but
the water was roiled.
There is an inherent danger here as well, given that if this works, if this destroys Herman Cain, who was rising up in the polls, then we know from this point forward, all someone has to do is corral together three or four people willing to make allegations or that something may have happened, cast mm-hmm. the shadow of a doubt, and then this becomes the new paradigm. Mm-hmm. Look, if you want someone out, the media...
But here's what's interesting is if this woman, if the last woman, the blonde woman had just come out of nowhere, in other words, nothing else, I don't know how much traction it would get. I think you'd say, whatever. But because you had these other women and you had the actual actions of the National Restaurant Association, there were actual people, you know what I'm saying? There's context and people can buy the context. I want to get on to other presidential candidates here. We've got Shazi Dawalibi from the Patriot Ledger, Carl from New Hampshire, frequently seen on Fox News and zany comedy antics across New England. It will go down in the pantheon of one of the most memorable political debating moments of all time.
The third agency of government, yeah. I would do away with the education, commerce, and let's see. I can't. The third, sorry. Oops.
No, and that was Jesus. That's like the last painful 17 seconds. That wasn't even the whole 48 seconds of doom. Carl,
you know, the reason I was late getting here, I was busy making that the new ringtone on my cell phone, and I was having some problems. All I can see now is the New Yorker cartoon is Rick Perry with his finger on the blow up the world button going, oops, oops. Even his cadence and the way he said oops is, wow. Almost cartoon-like.
Have we not all had major brain freeze moments? Hasn't this happened to us, Shazi?
Of course it has happened to me on shows like yours, mm-hmm. understood in front of people. However, I think what it shows is that what sells in Texas does not play in Peoria.
Not only that, but when your mainstay of your campaign is these three items... It's like forgetting the name of your third son. I mean, you got to be careful. Oh, let's see. There's Donnie. There's Gary. Right. And, oops.
A Funny or Die did a great bit where they were parroting this, where they were asking him questions, things like the names of the Rice Krispie characters, and it's Snap, Crackle, he can't remember that. The three moves in Rock, Paper, Scissors, he can't remember that. I mean, you're right. This is, and the one he forgot was energy, which is the core policy. But here's my deal. If Rick, it's like the context with Herman Cain. If this event were a standalone event, like if Newt Gingrich had done it, people would go, oh my gosh, this has happened to me before. I so sympathize. I get it. Because no one doubts that Newt is smart enough to be president.
Yeah.
Rick Perry doesn't have the wiggle room. Based on his previous campaign performances, Shazi, I don't know that people are going to cut him any slack.
Well, wait a minute. I'm going to take the other side of this because I saw him on Letterman. And come on, guys, he was C-U-T-E-Q.
He was great.
He was cute with that aw shucks, ma'am, just little old me. And who knew he had a man crush on Mitt? I mean, that blew me away.
Well, he
moved up in the polls on that one.
Two things, quickly. Rick Perry, like George Bush, was a pilot in the service. And I always use this to defend George Bush when people thought he was an idiot because he was, a clumsy public speaker. You don't get in a $200 million airplane instrument rating. I'm a pilot myself. You don't get there if you're an idiot. Mm-hmm. And so I give Rick Perry that slack. But you mentioned also the aftermath, seeing Rick Perry on Letterman. If we had seen that Rick Perry from the get-go, and it reminds me, Michael, of Bob Dole, because I remember when Dole ran and lost, and I saw him on Letterman, and I remember thinking, where was this Bob Dole? He was affable and funny and relaxed.
If Rick Perry had started the campaign by saying, I'm not going to let the media pick the president, I'm not doing this 9,000 debates, I'm going to do 5 debates, these are the 5 I'm going to do, I'm going to go campaign, cover me or not. And he had let people meet this guy first. Two things. One, he would have had more time to debate prep, and the rumor I hear is that he's just too lazy and won't do it. So if that's true, he's done. Anyway, but he had more time. And you would know the guy, but most people met the guy in debate prep, which is, there are things that people are good at and not good at. He's clearly not a good debater.
And it comes on the heels of that thing in New Hampshire, which was what, last week or the week before? The
weird,
little giddy kind of...
You need the whole pack. It would be meeting Rick Perry through his debating skills would be like if a woman started dating me in bed. It would be my worst attributes first. You know, I need to work up to that. I need to work up to that failure later on. You know, I need to have some goodwill before we get there and she finds that.
You know, Shazi, Michael upgraded my room once when I was down here for a job interview. And well, we'll talk about that later.
We'll talk about it off the air. We've got so much more to talk. We're actually going to talk about a very dark view of human sexuality, the story out of Penn State and how Penn State's handling it. Are they doing it the right way? That's coming up later in the show. Also, the Occupods reach Harvard because the poor put upon blue collared finger dirt under the fingernail 99%ers at Harvard are mad at that evil 1% elite. It's all coming up. Carl from New Hampshire is here. Shazi Dualibi from the Patriot Ledger. It's our That's a Wrap segment sponsored by I can't believe I'm spacing this. There are three sponsors. There are three sponsors for this tonight. Stockholder Steakhouse, 1073 Main Street in Weymouth. I am Michael Graham.
Wi-Fi MHT, easy access, free Wi-Fi and business center, inexpensive parking, 60 daily departures, and new nonstop service to Denver and Fort Lauderdale. Please visit flymanchester.com.
Hey, buddy, watch it.
Who, me?
Yeah, you and the fancy pantaloons. What are you doing here?
I'm Alexander Hamilton, the father of modern banking. Never mind me, I'm just musing.
You're what?
You know, thinking about home ownership and how a person has the right to do what they want with their home.
Like putting a new roof on your house.
Yes, or even get equity out of it.
Yeah?
Home equity rates are historically low.
Well, person's home is their castle.
Or their daughter's braces.
How about a state-of-the-art man cave?
I don't know what that is, but I like the sound of it.
Announcing Citizens for Homes. We're for helping people improve their homes. We're for good advice and for guiding you every step of the way to the loan that's right for you. That's what Citizens for Homes is all about. We're offering home equity lines with annual percentage rates as low as 2.99%. Apply now at citizensbank.com/homes. Citizens Bank. Good banking is good citizenship.
For additional cost information, call 855-570-HOME. Equal housing lender. Citizens Bank is a brand name of RBS Citizens NA, NMLS ID 433960.
Thank you for calling Bank. Our banking hours are Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m.
You have reached Bank. Please call back during our normal business hours.
Welcome to our hours on Monday through Friday.
It is after 5 p.m. We are closed. Hi, thanks for calling Ally Bank. How may I help you?
If your bank doesn't have a real person available 24/7, you need an ally. Ally Bank. No nonsense, just people sense. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Michael Graham. If you need design work, kitchen cabinetry, remodeling, I've got the place for you. Kitchen Center of Framingham. Dave and his team recently did a project for me at my house. I couldn't be happier. Whether we're talking wood mode fully custom cabinetry or Brookhaven semi-custom cabinetry, they've got the solution for you at 508-875-4004 or stop by Kitchen Center Framingham at 1 Edgell Road or go online to magnificentkitchens.com. Kitchen Center of Framingham, 508-875-4004. Tell them Michael Graham sent you.
The Epson Workforce Pro Small Business Printer is the fastest two-sided inkjet printer in the world. When we say it's fast, it's cheetah fast. Actually, we mean it's a cheetah with a rocket booster strapped to its back fast. The Epson Workforce Pro. Run your business at full speed for less. Save on ink up to 50% versus color laser. Epson. Built to perform.
Find great deals on an Epson Workforce Pro at Staples, OfficeMax, and Epson.com.
Thank you for calling Bank. Our banking hours are Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m.
You have reached Bank. Please call back during our normal business hours.
Welcome to our hours on Monday through Friday.
It is after 5 p.m. We are closed. Hi, thanks for calling Ally Bank. How may I help you?
If your bank doesn't have a real person available 24/7, you need an ally. Ally Bank. No nonsense, just people sense. Member FDIC.
Hey, my friend, Dr. Ryan Johnson at NewtonProsthodontics.com wants me to make sure that you know that if you want the best when it comes to your smile, you deserve the best. Now, you know, for day in, day out, you know, cleaning, dental health, et cetera, you know, mainstream dentistry is fine. But if you want a smile that you know looks great, go to Dr. Ryan Johnson. Right now, one of his biggest pool of customers are people who've gone to a typical mainstream dentist to have their smile done, and then they're not happy. It's not that the job is terrible, it's just not right. When it comes to something as intimate as your smile, something people judge you on like your smile, you deserve, you need the very, very best. So see Dr. Ryan Johnson at NewtonProsthodontics.com. Call, sit down for initial consultation. You're going to love him. 617-965-1225. Newton Prosthodontics. See a specialist. The difference will make you smile.
96.9 Boston Talks.
Call Michael Graham.
617-822-1969.
On your Verizon cell.
Pound 96.9.
Connect at 96.9bostontalks.com.
It's Veterans Day. I am Michael Graham here on 96.9 Boston Talks. This is our Veterans Day edition of That's a Wrap with Carl from New Hampshire. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks.
And the lovely and talented Shazi Dawalibi from the Patriot Ledger. You know, I was thinking from a news cycle standpoint earlier this week, who has ever had a worse week than Herman Cain? And then Rick Perry did his thing, and I thought, who's had a worse week than Rick Perry? And then the horrible story out of Penn State. You're looking at a university with a long-standing reputation, and its entire reputation is at stake. And I just want to ask you, Shazi, as you look at the story, what are the things that jump out at you?
Well, it gets deeper and deeper about who knew what and said nothing. I was listening tonight to the latest, and there were obviously policemen who taped Sandusky at one of the victims' homes saying, "I wish I were dead. I'm sorry. You'll never forgive me." And they did nothing. The district attorney who was turned this evidence was turned over to went missing 7 years ago and was declared dead last week. Nobody will ever ask him why he never prosecuted.
But you know, the authorities are saying that they believe that has nothing to do with this case. I've been pretty aggressive about it.
Who knows if there's two pieces together.
Sure.
But the answers are buried. And they were buried in that university the way they are buried in institutions that care more about themselves than human beings.
Carl?
Well, as a parent of five and grandparent of two, and someone who, as you know, worked on Jessica's law in New Hampshire with former Attorney General Kelly Ayotte, I think this whole thing points to a larger cultural problem about child pornography, sex with children. But just this case, heartbreaking. I heard you playing the audio of the mother.
Yeah.
And to me, I can't get past the first McQueary walking by, seeing it, and not intervening. I can't get by that first step of someone else's child.
If I were in a total, like at a health club, and I didn't even know anyone around, and I saw this, I go, hey, what's going on in here? If it were someone I knew, I'd call up, why aren't the police here now? This notion that, well, I told my boss, are you stinking kidding me?
And that's the element, Michael, because I firmly believe that if that had been an adult woman, not a 10-year-old boy, someone abusing a pet, not a 10-year-old boy, if that had been almost anything other than that, I believe that something would have been done. There is something going on in this country culturally where we turn a blind eye towards this. I don't know if it's because it's so uncomfortable to talk about, that people don't want to think about it. And I can only hope, like Jessica Lunsford, that poor girl in Florida that, that began Jessica's Law, that something good comes out of this in the end, that this country finally wakes up and says, we have a problem.
What do you, Shazi Dawabi, do you agree that there's a cultural problem? Do you agree that there's an institutional problem? Why isn't this just bad people behaving badly?
Because it runs too deep, it's run too many years, and after all of the, you know, the Oprah, the openness, the media covering it, it is still something that people are reticent to say or claim. You got these women coming out of the woodwork on Herman Cain.
Right.
You're not going to get people who said, well, I thought I saw. Well, it was my uncle.